Nintendo has almost never focused on console performance or AAA exclusives like Sony does, yet it remains one of the most successful companies in the console industry because it attracts its audience with something different, unique ideas and experiences. If you search for the top most popular consoles in history, half of the list will likely include Nintendo's products. So today, I suggest we talk about one of the most unusual handheld consoles in history, the Nintendo 3DS, which was quite successful but never got a successor. I'll explain why that happened, what makes it interesting, whether it's worth buying, and why it's gaining popularity again. Let's start with the fact that this is a direct continuation of the Nintendo DS, the previous generation that outperformed the legendary PSP in sales. The 3DS is a competitor to Sony's Vita, and as we know, although it's not pleasant to admit, the PS Vita completely failed while Nintendo's handheld gained enormous popularity. And there are several reasons for that. The first reason is the games. While Sony focused on lengthy AAA titles that were expensive to develop and ultimately didn't pay off, the number of such games released was significantly smaller, leaving little to play at launch. Moreover, in portable gaming, people are more accustomed to playing in short sessions rather than in long, story-driven games. In contrast, Nintendo focused on more arcade-style grindy games with cartoonish graphics and little to no story. Take, for example, the most popular game on this console, Mario Kart. This allowed them to spend less money on development and release games much more frequently. But there's a double-edged sword here. Because of this, most Nintendo games, to put it mildly, appeal to a niche audience. You either like various Mario games, platformers, arcades, and other genres like these, as well as purely Japanese JRPGs, or you don't. But we'll discuss the games in more detail a bit later. The second reason for the console's success is the unique 3D feature that allows you to see a three-dimensional image even on a flat screen without glasses, which inevitably creates that wow effect, even years after its release, for anyone who picks it up for the first time. Undoubtedly, this effect has many drawbacks. Some people experience eye strain. When the screen moves, this effect can start to blur, which is particularly problematic in games where you need to adjust the camera using the gyroscope. The image can start breaking up into pixels. And eventually, over time, it just becomes something you get used to, feeling no more than just another gimmick. But still, just like in its time with the Wii, many bought it solely for Wii Sports and similar motion-based games for no more than half an hour, or how VR headsets are purchased to play Half-Life, Alyx, and then sold afterward. The 3DS was definitely bought for that 3D effect as well, and it's fascinating how they managed to achieve this. In the real world, we perceive depth only because we have two eyes positioned some distance apart, which allows each eye to see the image from its own angle, and the brain merges this into a single image, giving us the perception of depth. This is exactly how 3D movie theaters work, where films are shot with cameras that have two lenses. Then 3D glasses during the viewing filter the images, allowing the right eye to see the image from the right lens, and the left eye to see the image from the left lens. While it's fairly clear how this works with glasses, how does this effect work on a flat screen? The answer is actually quite simple. The screen, in 3D mode, is similarly divided into two images, each shown at an angle to create the desired effect. This is why if you start moving the handheld console, the effect is lost, much like if you took off the glasses in a movie theater. Unfortunately, this can't be demonstrated through a video, as the camera only has one lens, but I think the general idea is clear. It's truly a pleasant and unusual experience at first, where the screen feels like a portal into the game, allowing you to perceive distances to objects and characters. This is particularly interesting in Mario 3D, where you can calculate the strength of a jump to the next block or enemy. However, in some games, especially those ported by other companies, to the handheld, like Capcom, the graphics turn into complete blur. The screen resolution is already far from ideal, and the hardware isn't the most powerful to handle detailed graphics. On top of that, in 3D mode, the existing image is split into two screens, and the resolution is split as well. So, if the resolution with 3D turned off is 800x240 pixels, with 3D enabled, it becomes just 400 pixels per eye. This makes the image appear blurry. Therefore, although 3D works in all games, as I mentioned earlier, it's best to stick to games made by Nintendo, or less demanding titles like the Resident Evil port or Snake Fisher's Adventure, like if you got the reference. So in the end, the 3D feature is interesting, and initially evokes unusual emotions. But if you play on the handheld regularly, many people simply turned off the 3D. This is why, as many believe, versions without this effect soon appeared, like the Nintendo 2DS, even though it still runs games with the 3DS logo, and the 2DS XL. The latter breaks all conventions, looking just like a block with two screens without the clamshell design. The naming of this handheld is truly confusing. There's the regular 3DS, small, compact, with a unique design featuring sharp edges and nice materials. But by today's standards, it has a really small screen. Then there's the 3DS XL, which is just a larger version with the same components. Even though the screen is bigger, the resolution wasn't increased, making the pixels even more noticeable. After that, the 2DS came out, which is more like a brick with two screens, probably designed for kids to avoid having any moving parts that could break. Later on, they released the new 3DS and 3DS XL, which are like the pro versions of the PlayStation, still the same generation, but with better performance. However, unlike Sony, Nintendo decided to leave owners of the regular versions behind by releasing a few exclusive games for the more powerful devices. But those aren't the only differences. The new versions also have two extra triggers, though they're only used in those exclusive games, and an additional right mini stick. It's very uncomfortable, and your thumb gets tired quickly from using it. In terms of ergonomics, the 3DS has many issues. The flat back panel and the shifted center of gravity due to the clamshell design make it not the most comfortable device to hold. So, even before the enhanced versions were released, cases with grips and a second stick were already in high demand. But the main difference between the new 3DS and the regular versions is the eye tracking camera, which ensures that the 3D effect doesn't get lost when you move. This significantly improves the gaming experience, especially on the go. However, this improvement comes at an extremely high cost, especially considering that this is now a retro console. If you check eBay, you might be shocked by the prices for this 13-year-old console, especially the new versions, which sometimes reach the cost of a PS4 or a current Nintendo Switch. And since these prices have remained high for quite some time, it means there are people willing to buy them at such a cost. It's one thing if collectors are chasing rare editions with prints, that's understandable, but even regular, plain white, or monotone versions are priced outrageously. So the question arises, is it really worth it? After all, the 3D effect isn't as rare anymore, and most of the games on this console appeal to a niche audience. Before spending a considerable amount on such a console, you should at least have an idea of what you'll be playing. So I suggest we go over the games that I've personally played and found engaging. Let's start with Luigi's Mansion 2, a game that was specifically made for this handheld and unexpectedly captivated me. The premise is quite simple. Luigi, as Mario's brother, becomes a ghost hunter in a certain mansion and has to explore floors, solve puzzles, and constantly get spooked by new ghosts to defeat the final bosses. Around the middle of the game, the repetition starts to set in, but nonetheless, experiencing the 3D effect of wandering through an old haunted mansion was interesting. Next up is Mario 3D, which I mentioned briefly earlier. Even though the series dates back to the late 90s, this particular entry feels entirely new thanks to the 3D effect. It allows both longtime fans to reminisce and newcomers to have a good time. Another interesting game to try is GTA Chinatown Wars. It's available on smartphones as well, but playing it with two screens, where the bottom screen acts as a minimap and the top screen has a camera view similar to the original first games, adds to the chaotic fun. For those who prefer more traditional 3D games, you can try ports of GTA 3 or Vice City. They might lag a bit, and it's better not to turn on the 3D, but if you really want to, you can still play them. Another interesting game is Fantasy Life, a purely Japanese JRPG. Its main feature is the variety of professions. You can go fishing in 3D or try your hand at being a lumberjack or miner. For me, the 3D aspect really enhances the experience. And of course, no Nintendo console would be complete without Zelda. The Legend of Zelda: A Link Between Worlds was developed specifically for the 3DS. It runs at 60 frames per second, which is still a rarity even today, and back then, it was groundbreaking. Plus, it has many unique gameplay features, so it's definitely worth trying. However, the issue is that you can experience all of this on your PC or even smartphone through an emulator. Of course, it will emulate the two screens, which isn't very convenient, and there's no 3D effect. But if you're determined to play the games, this is an option. So, the 3DS is worth buying now only for its unique functions, or if you're a fan of the company. Speaking of emulators, the 3DS handles various retro games quite well. Not as well as its failed competitor, the Vita, but still, if you want to play different retro games, you can do so here. And more than that, as I mentioned before, modders have managed to run GTA and some other PS1 games on it. But you should only do this if you already own the console, not specifically buy it for emulation. In conclusion, this is a rather ambiguous console. After all, such devices are primarily purchased for the games, not just for various features. On one hand, there are plenty of games available, but on the other, many of them are purely Japanese titles and Nintendo's arcade-style games. If you enjoy that kind of content, then there's no problem. If not, it's still worth trying just for the wow effect of the 3D visuals that turn the handheld screen into a portal to the gaming world. However, I definitely wouldn't recommend spending money on the new version just for that experience. In any case, this handheld rightfully holds a place as one of the best-selling consoles in history. Besides simply running games, it offers something unique, as many of this company's consoles do. That's why it was at least interesting to make a video about it and personally experience how it plays. This is probably why many people are still buying it, driving up demand. Feel free to share your own opinions if you have or had this console in the comments. I'd love to read other perspectives. After all, in this video, I only shared my own opinion, and the comments are always open for yours. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, and see you again sometime tomorrow on this same channel.